When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we visit with John Rich and Granny Rich. They would join us on our studio hotline, June the 5th, 2019, right in the heart of CMA Music Festival. We would celebrate the one-year anniversary of John's Redneck Riviera and talk about the release of the new whiskey, Granny Rich Reserve. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with John Rich and Granny Rich. She's in love with California, breaking my heart. Well, she's in love with California, breaking my heart. Oh, she's breaking my heart.
What are you doing? Is your grandmother in a liquor store anyway? What kind of grandson are you?
I know, man. I can't believe it. I'm getting her into all this trouble.
Well, welcome in here. We are expecting you. Granny Rich, I've never met you. This is my first opportunity. I am very excited. Your grandson is like your greatest publicist. You know that.
Oh, well, I know that. I've got my own whiskey and stuff now.
I understand. Yes, not just any whiskey. It's Reserve. Granny Rich Reserve.
No, that's all right.
It's all good. She's never done a radio interview like this before.
John, hey, when you were in studio, first of all, congratulations on your one-year anniversary of Redneck Riviera.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's been quite a year. We've gone from, you know, a building that nobody really had ever been in to now it's kind of becoming a destination bar for people around the United States. Redneck Riviera at 3rd and Broadway, man. It's a fun place to go.
And then you got the number one record on all of iTunes, all genres, with Shut Up About Politics. And you got some of your Fox News buddies. Ain't nothing but a big pile of dirty tricks. Shut Up About Politics.
Hey, ain't it just fun to say shut up as many times as you want to? Because when I grew up, if I say shut up, I'd probably get a spanking. But, you know, now... You know, I wrote that song kind of out of frustration, not about people discussing politics, because you have to do that, but turning on a football game and there's politics, turn on an award show, there's politics, go to a movie and it's political. And like, you can't go anywhere anymore without being hit with something political. And I just got tired of it and said, I'm going to write a song called Shut Up About Politics. But I had no idea that it would have the support it's got right now, like you said, at number one across country music and across all genres of music. Well, I know you know this, but I give 100% of every download of that song, which is 99 cents, back to the Folds of Honor, which is also an organization that Redneck Riviera supports in a big way.
Yeah, and tell them specifically what Folds of Honor does, John, before we talk more about your whiskey and Granny Rich.
Yeah, so Folds of Honor was started by an active Air Force pilot. He's still an active Air Force fighter pilot named Major Dan Rooney. And he flew in a C-130 one day loaded full of caskets of men and women that were killed in action. And, you know, we've all seen the images of those caskets draped in the American flag. And he was watching that whole procedure and watching them fold that flag and then hand it off to the families. And he was struck by that and thought, you know, what's going to happen to these kids? What's going to happen to this spouse? And so he started the Folds of Honor. And what they do is, they subsidize the education for kids who lost a mom or a dad in combat, or a spouse who lost their spouse or became 100% disabled. So Redneck Riviera Whiskey now has funded 43 college scholarships for Folds of Honor, and building, of course, on that this year. And now, of course, Shut Up About Politics at 99 cents a pop. That's also going to Folds of Honor.
John Rich, if you just joined us, Granny Rich is on the phone. And let's turn from music and the CMA Music Festival and the celebration of your first anniversary, Redneck Riviera. Let's talk about whiskey and Granny Rich's part in what you've created over the last few months. Granny Rich, I understand you have the final say, final taste test say on this blended whiskey that John is producing.
Of course. I have to approve it, you know, before I can put my name on it.
Now, what makes this whiskey different? When you tasted it and go, John, that's the recipe right there. What was it about it?
Well, it's just one of those things that is so mild and so good, you can just sit around and sip it if you just put it over crushed ice. That's all you need is Granny Rich root. Serve whiskey over crushed ice.
Queen of the working class, she is called. Dust Bowl, the Great Depression, World War II, and you are still active as a seamstress or in alterations, am I right?
That's right. I do it all the time.
Granny, what's the name of your business? Because you never know, you might have some customers want to
come in. Absolutely.
She's been running this bill, by the way, for 19 years. She's coming up on her 20th year of running this business. Tell them about your business, Granny.
Oh, well, my business has never been advertised.
Uh-huh.
It's just word of mouth. They think I can do anything, you know, and everybody dreams up every kind of crazy thing they want done, and they come to me and say, now, can you do this for me? And I say, well, I don't know, but I can sure try.
So, John, Granny Rich Reserve, it's available. I understand now you've grown to 12 states around the country.
Yeah, Granny Rich Reserve is the same blend of Redneck Riviera whiskey, but it's aged 4 more years. So it's got a little more complexity in the way it tastes, but it's still that really smooth, easy sip that Granny likes so much. And, you know, you talk about the work hard, play hard crowd and how Granny Rich at 87 is still running her own business. And she doesn't work because she has to. She works because she wants to.
Amen. Amen.
She enjoys working. And that, you know, that's what I aspire to be. I think most Americans feel that way, man. If you can manage to work and when the day's over, have a little whiskey. I think Granny might even still be smoking cigarettes. Granny, are you still smoking cigarettes?
Well, yes. Why should I quit now?
She makes a good point, Bill.
I love her, and I've never actually met her in person until now, and then through the phone. We've got to meet in person one day.
Trust me, it's even better in person.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I just thought to call this Redneck Riviera Granny Rich Reserve was the absolute perfect thing to call it, because she is the epitome of work hard, play hard.
Well, you've been around for every year. There has been a Grand Ole Opry in your life. We are soon to be 94 years old, Granny Rich, at WSM Radio and the Grand Ole Opry. So at 87, you've never known a day of life without WSM, the Grand Ole Opry. Beyond what your grandson has done in country music, who are your favorites that you remember growing up with listening to WSM and the Opry?
Oh, I don't know. I loved Eddie Arnold. I like the guy that sang
16 times.
16 times.
Oh, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Tennessee Ernie Ford was one of my favorite people. I tell you what. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Granny, you know, Granny and I listen to a lot of country music. All the records I've made over the years, even back in Lone Star, I'd get it finished and I'd drive out to see Granny. I go, all right, I got a record. She go, well, let me hear it, you know, and we'd fire it up. And, you know, it's just it's pretty cool to have your grandmother that you can run your music by. Have her check out your whiskey for you. She also makes my stage clothes. She's been making my jeans and shirts that I wear on stage since 1994 when I started with Lone Star.
So, John, you and Granny Rich got a signing, the Granny Rich Reserve at Frugal McDougal, and that is at McDougal's on Saturday at 2 o'clock for 90 minutes. She's going to be there for an hour and a half this Saturday, Frugal McDougal's.
This will be Granny's first bottle signing. Bill, and she is there. There is a lot of commotion and people already RSVPing to be there, because if you want to meet Granny in person, and they'll also be they'll have a little bar set up. You can taste the whiskey, and of course, 10% of every bottle goes back to the Folds of Honor. That's this Saturday, Frugal McDougal at 2 o'clock. We will be there.
Hey, John, this is Charlie. You are a smart man, because it is much easier to sign a square rectangle bottle than a round one.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
And I know our audience is too, Granny Rich. It is great to hear your voice. John, thank you always for your friendship over the years. I've been here 25 years, and John Rich, originally with Lone Star, and then his solo career, and Big and Rich with Big Kenny. have been a part of most of that. And you've got a one-year anniversary of the Redneck Riviera Bar Broadway. And it's actually you and Lone Star are getting back together to give the folks a show. Tell us more about that.
That's where I first cut my teeth, really, on playing live country music. And the boys in Lone Star said, hey, man, you want to come back in and play bass on a couple of songs, sing a little tequila talking? I said, man, don't threaten me with a good time. I'll be there. So I'm looking forward to it, man. It should be a cool thing. It's not very often that the original members of the band Lone Star get back together. So this will be a really cool thing.
And that is going on tonight. Shows all week long. And John will perform and make an appearance at Redneck Riviera every single day during CMA Music Festival with Granny Rich. Delighted to make your acquaintance, young lady.
It's nice to talk to you. I wish I knew more about what I was doing. I might make more sense. You know,
but you are doing just fine. You remind me of my late mother, my sweet mama. And John, thank you so much for bringing her along and introducing her to the audience around the world that listens to WSM and the Opry, buddy.
You bet. You guys have a great country morning and a country week. God bless the Grand Ole Opry.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our digital program director is Jay Patrick. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director, Nicole A. Judd. General manager of 650 AM WSM is Chris Kulik. I'm Charlie Matos. We'll see you next time on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.